Hey everyone, welcome back to the Builder's Briefing for February 28th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed one today.
Yeah, big day. We've got Anthropic staring down the Pentagon, a bunch of new local models you can run on Olana, Atlassian shipping an MCP server, and honestly some really fun smaller stories too.
Let's jump right into the big one. So, Dario Amodei published a statement about Anthropic's ongoing discussions with what is now the Department of War. Yes, they rebranded the Pentagon. The government wants Claude for military applications, and Anthropic is essentially being pressured to comply. This blew up on Hacker News. Over 1,500 points, 800-plus comments.
Right, and what's wild is there's a companion piece from Understanding AI, arguing the government is making a strategic mistake by threatening rather than partnering. Like you'd think if you want the best AI lab on your side, you'd try the carrot before the stick.
Exactly. But here's what matters for builders. If you're on Claude's API and your product touches government, defense, or anything dual use, you need to pay close attention. Anthropic's acceptable use policy could shift, or government procurement could just steer toward providers that are more compliant.
Then this is going to ripple across the whole market. I think within 6 months, every major model provider is going to have to publish an explicit defense posture, which means picking your LLM vendor is no longer just about benchmarks. It's about policy alignment.
If you're on an infra team evaluating vendors, add government policy risk to your scorecard now. Seriously, the days of treating model providers as interchangeable commodities are ending. And it's interesting, while all this is happening, Anthropic is simultaneously offering free Claude Max at 20x usage for open-source maintainers.
That's such a deliberate move. Lock in developer loyalty while you navigate the political headwinds. If you maintain a public repo, go apply. Link in the briefing. It's genuinely useful for code review, triage, docs, all of it.
Okay, staying in AI and models. There's a great analysis from Amplifying AI on what Claude code actually chooses when you let it run autonomously. Which libraries, which patterns, which architectures it defaults to.
This is honestly a cheat sheet. If you're using Claude code as a coding agent, you want to know its biases so you can either steer it or just lean into them. Really practical stuff. Link in the briefing.
Also, noteworthy, Olana now supports KimiK 2.5, GLM5, Minimax, and the open-sourced GPT variant locally. So if you want to benchmark Chinese frontier models without paying API costs, or you're building offline-capable features, that's your on-ramp.
The local model story just keeps getting more compelling. And on the flip side, there's a cautionary tale. Experts flag that ChatGPT's health feature is failing to recognize medical emergencies, missing critical symptoms.
Yeah. If you're building anything health adjacent, this is your reminder that domain-specific eval suites aren't optional. The liability exposure is real.
Oh, and I have to mention, Jane Street posted an open challenge to reverse engineer one of their trained neural networks, which is both a fun weekend puzzle and a pretty loud signal that mech and terp skills are increasingly valued in quant finance hiring.
Love that. All right, DevTools. Cloudflare published a proposal for improving the JavaScript Streams API. Simpler composition, better back pressure handling. If you're building streaming data pipelines on workers or any edge runtime, this could cut a lot of boilerplate.
That's interesting, because back pressure in streams has been a pain point for years. Cloudflare actually dogfoods this stuff at massive scale, so their proposals tend to be grounded in real problems.
Big one here. Atlassian shipped an official MCP server for Jira and Confluence. Your coding agents can now read tickets and docs natively. No more scraping, no more custom integrations.
Okay, this is huge for anyone whose team lives in Atlassian. You hook this up to your agent and suddenly it has full context on what you're supposed to be building. That's a real workflow unlock.
And paired with that, Alibaba open-sourced Open Sandbox for AI agent execution, multi-language SDKs, unified APIs, runs in Docker and Kubernetes. If your agents need to execute arbitrary code, this saves you from building your own isolation layer.
The agent tooling layer is maturing so fast, like between MCP servers, sandbox platforms, and these agent-native editors. Given LLM a sandbox and let it act is becoming table stakes.
Speaking of agent-native, Artboard, a YCW26 company, launched an agentic video editor. Describe your edits in natural language. The agent executes them. Worth watching for API access if you're building content tools.
And there's also DevilDev, which is positioning itself as an open source, spec-driven alternative to Lovable for generating full apps from prompts. Early stage, but if you want self-hosted control over your AI app generator, it's worth a look.
On the business side, Block is laying off staff as Jack Dorsey restructures. 640 points on Hacker News. Heavy discussion. If you're building on Block's APIs, expect some roadmap uncertainty. If you're hiring from fintech, there's suddenly a talent pool opening up.
And IDC is forecasting smartphone sales declining due to memory supply constraints, the same DRAM and NAND that's feeding AI training clusters. So if you're building mobile first, plan for a slower device upgrade cycle this year.
Quick security hits. If there's a tool called B4 that's an open-source DPI circumvention tool with a friendly UI, relevant if you're shipping products in censorship-heavy markets. And there's a detailed write-up on the secure boot bypass in inside UEFI firmware. If your product ships on hardware with that firmware, go verify your patches.
That UEFI one is the kind of supply chain risk that bites embedded teams quietly. Don't sleep on it. Also, Firefox's official repo is now on GitHub. Lower friction for contributors and a real signal that Mozilla is leaning into community-driven development.
All right, here's your weekend takeaway. Two threads to pull on. First, the AI vendor landscape is splitting along policy lines. Anthropic's defense standoff, Claude for OSS, OpenAI's health stumbles. Model providers are becoming opinionated platforms, not fungible APIs. Your provider choice is now a strategic decision.
And second, the tooling layer for AI agents is maturing incredibly fast. OpenSandbox, Atlassian's MCP server, Cardboard's agentic editor. If you're still hand-wiring agent tool integrations, adopt MCP and Sandbox platforms now, before your competitors do.
That's your briefing for February 28th. All the links are in the show notes. Have a great weekend, go build something, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time, folks. Happy hacking.